In this bulletin, Victorians back in lockdown just over a week after the state's last one ended. Case numbers grow in New South Wales as experts say young people are coming forward for vaccination. And in sport, Australia's medal tally rises again at the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Victorians have re-entered lockdown for another 7 days. Victoria's fifth and most recent lockdown ended just over a week ago. However, 8 new local cases without an unknown source were detected on Thursday afternoon. The Premier Daniel Andrews says there's concern those cases and their close contacts have been out in the community for days.
We only get one chance to act fast. We only get one chance to make difficult decisions that are the right decisions. I'd much prefer to wait 2 or 3 days. I'd much prefer that we didn't have to make this decision now. But my fear is that if we were to wait a few days, and the advice to me from the experts is that if we were to wait even just a few days, there's every chance that instead of being locked down for a week, this gets away from us and we are potentially locked down until we all get vaccinated.
New South Wales is bracing for today's case numbers after recording its worst day of the pandemic so far yesterday. There were 262 new local cases and 5 more deaths were reported on Thursday. All of those who died were aged over 60. 4 of the 5 were not vaccinated, while the 5th had had only 1 dose. Meanwhile, cases have also been detected in the Hunter and Upper Hunter regions, with those areas now also in lockdown. Mayor of Lake Macquarie City Council, Kay Fraser, says it's disappointing.
Yeah, really disappointing. And I assume that it was going to be inevitable anyway. Unfortunately, we are so close to the Central Coast and Sydney, but hearing that we'll be in lockdown is really difficult for our community. Our economy has been going along quite strongly. And we've just noticed over the last few days that our shopping centres and our local restaurants and coffee shops haven't been as busy. I think people are a little bit concerned.
Queensland is hoping to emerge from lockdown early next week as the state fights its biggest COVID-19 outbreak since the first wave in 2020. 16 new local cases of COVID-19 were recorded on Thursday, with authorities pleading with residents to only go out for essential items. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says 4 people were infectious in the community for a total of 5 days, and she's urging people to check with government's website for new exposure sites. Tasmania has recorded its first case of COVID-19 in more than a year after a traveller from New South Wales tested positive. The 31-year-old arrived in Launceston on August the 2nd and was directed to hotel quarantine because he did not have an approved entry pass. He was sent back to New South Wales on August the 4th. Premier Peter Godwin says the man was not in the community, but the flight corridor he travelled through is a concern. Officials say monuments at Olympia, a key site of antiquity in the west of Greece, have been saved from approaching flames. It comes as major fires continue to burn across Greece, caused by widespread droughts and unseasonably high temperatures. Meanwhile, in Turkey, serious fires are continuing to threaten homes and lives as a fire in the southwest of the country reached the compound of a coal-fueled power plant. The fires in Turkey have so far killed 8 people and countless animals. To sport now, and in Tokyo, Australia has won its equal highest ever number of gold medals in a single Olympic Games after taking 2 within about 10 minutes in separate sports on Thursday afternoon. 18-year-old Keegan Palmer from the Gold Coast became the first Australian to win an Olympic medal in skateboarding, while 22-year-olds Tom Green and John van der Vesthazen took first place in the men's kayak double 1,000-metre competition. It takes Australia's medal tally to 17, equal best with Athens in 2004. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. It's sunny and 22 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or 2 and 15. Melbourne, a light shower or 2, 15 degrees as well. Hobart, cloudy and 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, sunny and 21. Sydney and Newcastle, both sunny and 20 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 25. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News.